You've been working in the field of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease for decades. What was the most shocking discovery that you made personally?
Yeah, shocking. Probably the most surprising and also shocking event was the discovery of Alzheimer-related tau pathology in brains of very young persons, including teenagers and even children.
One of your discoveries involved the brain of a 6-year-old boy. Can you tell us about that discovery and how you felt, what you were feeling when you made it?
That's a good example of how an anatomist ticks. I nearly fell off my chair when I saw the slides for the first time when sitting at the microscope. We are speaking here about the very earliest changes in the protein tau in the brainstem of a very, very young person who, of course, had no Alzheimer's disease symptoms. I had seen the same changes before in the cortex of young adults and some additional subtle changes in the brainstem of these persons. And thus, it made sense to study the brainstem in even younger persons, including children. In the brainstem of a 6-year-old boy, we then did, in fact, find, to our great surprise, the abnormally phosphorylated tau protein in nerve cells of a small region that sends its projections to the cortex.
What is your special field or your special niche?
As a neuroanatomist, I use anatomical techniques to answer questions in the field of neurodegenerative diseases.
At least once a year, it seems, there's a quote-unquote breakthrough in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's research. Which of these breakthroughs excites you the most?
This is a very difficult question for me. However, I must admit, most of the so-called breakthroughs have disappointed me.
Which aspect of your research got the most attention?
Many neurodegenerative diseases start with subtle lesions that then spread and progress very slowly. They only cause clinical symptoms when they are far enough advanced. The phenomenon of irreversible disease progression makes it possible to differentiate between various neuropathological stages, for instance, in Alzheimer's disease or in Parkinson's disease. The finding that disease progression follows anatomical rules and uses anatomical fiber connections induced many scientific publications about the possible mechanisms by means of which a pathological process can be transmitted from an already diseased nerve cell to the next, but still intact nerve cell in the neuronal chain.
Which open questions still nag at you?
It's mainly the question where the pathological process underlying Parkinson's disease begins in the nervous system. Does it come from outside the body? For instance, via the mucous membranes of the nose or of the gastrointestinal tract? Or does the process begin in the brain itself and progresses from there to the periphery? Those are questions that we cannot answer within the time constraints of a routine autopsy. Instead, much more time is needed to examine the entire nervous system. That is, not only the central nervous system, but also the peripheral and the enteric nervous systems. And this can probably only be done in an anatomical setting.
You have won yet another prize. You've been lauded on so many different occasions. What do you personally think your legacy is?
I think it's too soon to talk about a legacy. But someday, I hope it may turn out to be my special focus on diseases of the human nervous system, explored with anatomical methods and seen from a neuroanatomical standpoint of view.
Professor Brock, thank you very much.